Mayors in Northland say their communities are concerned by rising gun violence in the region. A shootout with police near Dargaville is the fourth gun-related incident in the area in less than 5 weeks. A man was shot three times by officers after he shot a police dog. Both the man and the dog are in a stable condition.
Groups involved are definitely targeting police, police woman, police dogs. Who's next? Is it my neighbours? Is it people up the road? Is it school children coming home? We don't know.
It's disturbing because there's a lot more of it lately. It would appear that a lot of it's related to methamphetamine. There's a lot of resources going towards the meth problem, but whether it's enough, and whether the police are able to monitor it and control it, looks like it's getting out of hand up here.
Well, we can talk with Cheryl Mai, the mayor of Whangarei, and Jason Smith, the mayor of Kaipara. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
If I can talk with you first, I guess your reaction to not just this shooting, but indeed all of the ones that have happened in the last few weeks.
This is a real concern, and what we've got, I would say, right here is a trend or a new moment that seems to be emerging of gun violence in our community. And this is of great concern to everybody in the community regarding the safety of all the people.
Cheryl, would you agree? Is this something that's becoming a trend?
I would hope that it's not a trend. Sometimes things can cluster, and I do hope this is the last incident we have to face in our region. It is obviously of concern for people when you get four in a row in a very short space of time. They are, of course, all unrelated, but it is a worrying trend, and I do hope that we're not seeing these things happen on a more frequent basis.
So a cluster, a trend, an emerging pattern, I guess time will tell what it ends up being. But Jason, what are you hearing from the community about how worried people are that this sort of thing's going on?
So within the community, what people are talking about a lot is what's happening with drugs in the community and the increasing prevalence of drugs in society. That's one of the key factors, if you like, that we have going on. And if you like, there are these other broader societal shifts that are happening. And the community here in Kaipara and across Northland, you know, people are a long way away, many people, from our services, and they're getting along with their lives in perhaps down quiet rural roads. In cities like Whangarei, they have closer access to, if you like, the thin blue line, and quite simply, there are real challenges as there are more drugs and society shifts.
Cheryl, do you think that drugs are behind it, or an increase in drugs?
That connection between firearms and drug offences is definitely a concern, and I think that is where we need to be putting additional resources in. We've benefited from more police, and I really feel for the professional community of police who are having to respond to these. Imagine, you know, that's your line of work, and you could be faced with these issues on a daily basis. I really feel for them, and we want to ensure that they are supported in every way that we can. But I do agree with Jason that the combination of drugs and firearms seems to be the worrying trend, which tends to indicate that the general community is not at risk, because, you know, most people in our fabulous communities don't combine those two things. But there is a subset of the community across the nation, and that's the real nub of the issue. I think we need to look from the health perspective and from police perspective, and how we can really make a meaningful difference in that horrid combination.
Yeah, Jason, perhaps a final word to you. What is the fix here? What should be done to help turn this round?
Well, I guess one of the challenges that we have here in the north is that there are many, many challenges that have been occurring over decades now of, if you like, neglect of Northland. And so some of the challenges, as Cheryl's just said, the police are serving us very, very well, and there are increasing numbers of police coming to the north. But if you like, when you look across all of the other key measures, including the quality of the roads in the north, electricity supply into the north, housing in the north, other welfare statistics, unemployment in the north, we keep seeing Northland coming through. And what I would say is that we have a real challenge for the lawmakers in Wellington about neglecting Northland. I'd say that is a real challenge here.
Thank you very much, both of you. Cheryl Mai, the Mayor of Whangarei, and Jason Smith, the Mayor of Kaipara there. And just a reminder that both the man and the dog that were shot yesterday are in a stable condition.